The tenth point I want to talk about is the need to instruct people on how to do their giving. Let me tell you a little story. A number of years ago, I got a letter from a missionary friend of mine. And in the letter, it was really, really a sad letter. They had gone through some medical emergencies. They had had problems in their ministry. There was a lot of financial need that they were facing. And my heart was just moved to want to help them. The interesting thing in the letter, though, is nothing in the letter told me where to send the money. There was no email. There was no phone number. There was no address. There was no address on the envelope. There was just a cry for help in this letter. And you know what? At that particular time, I didn't know how to reach them. And so even though I wanted to respond, I didn't know how to respond because they did not give me clear instructions. And so it's very, very important that you have to understand when you're going to inquire of someone to help you, you have to give them clear instructions. Where do they make out the check if it's a money? Where do they make out the check if it's an issue of sending a check somewhere? Is it to a particular bank account? You know, what's the address? How to send it? Is it a PayPal? You know, is it electronic giving? We're going to collect an offering at this event on this day? Bring your resources to this location? Whatever it is you're asking people to do, you ultimately have to instruct them, give them clear instructions on what to do and how to do it. There was even a large global ministry that I was wanting to help one time. And I went to their website. They had a website, and I wanted to send them a gift. And you know what? I had to search for 30 to 35 minutes before I found where on their website, through all kinds of different pages, where I could send the gift. You know, they clearly communicated they had needs. They clearly communicated they had a vision. But you know what? There was no clear way to give me instructions on how to make a gift. Fortunately, I persevered the 30 minutes, and I finally made the gift. But you know, a lot of people probably would have just said, you know what, I'm not going to do that. If they're not going to make it easy, well, then I'm not going to do that. So you need to instruct people and give them clear instructions on where to send a gift, how to send a gift, you know, how it can be made out. You need to give them all the details so that they can clearly understand when there's the need and they want to give to that need, how do they respond? You need to give them that instruction as a leader.